Welcome back. This is E3C, the Passionate Entrepreneur. We are connecting you with passionate entrepreneurs. And for our encore guest appearance, we have Dr. Robert Joseph. And if you remember way, way back, like last week, he's got a BS degree in electrical engineering from MIT. Did I have to pay you for this interview, by the way?
No.
Okay, all right. MIT.
No, I have to pay you.
He's got a PhD in computer science, artificial intelligence. He's got a course, online course, that starts this Sunday on how to build a website in 3 hours. How to build a website in 3 hours. Today, we're going to talk about, okay, business owners, do they really need a website? Why does a business owner need a website? What are some key things that one needs to have to build a website, or what key components within a website will make it successful? So, hey, welcome to the show, Dr. Robert Joseph.
Good to be here, Ken.
I have to get your autograph after we finish this interview.
I have to get yours, too.
So why should an entrepreneur build a website?
There are a number of reasons why. I feel a person needs to build a website, and it doesn't matter what type of company that you have. The first reason is that the web is here to stay. And that's where a lot of people are finding their information. And so if you're not on the web, then you're missing out on a huge opportunity to inform people about your existence and inform people about the things that you have to offer.
Interesting. Tell me more. So what components, key components, should a entrepreneur have on the website?
Well, I think one of the other things that a person needs to understand, too, is that their competitors are probably on the web. And so you want to actually keep up with the Joneses and you want to keep your name out in front of potential clients. The different components that you might want, depending on what type of website that you like to build. Some websites are community building websites, and so you want to have blogging, you want to have current information, you want to keep that information fresh, and you want to service the clientele that are coming to your website. So you want to keep it interesting and new. Other components that you might want are components that describe your product or services that you're offering, so that people at 12 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the morning can go and look and see, okay, what are some of the services that John has, or what are some of the components, or what are some of the items that John sells, or whatever your business is. So whether you're a service business, or you're selling hard goods, or you're selling soft goods, such as e-books or MP3 files or anything like that, you need a website.
Now, there are different types of websites, right?
Yes, they are.
What kinds of, websites are there?
Some websites are just brochureware. So it's, I'm telling you about what I have to offer. I'm telling you about the things that I sell or the services that I offer. Other websites are more interactive, where they're allowing you to accomplish some things. For instance, Yahoo has mail, and Yahoo has other activities on their website that people go to and people use in order to do some of their daily or periodic chores.
Now, you've got a PhD in computer science, artificial intelligence. How does that allow you to help an entrepreneur, a business owner, to build the best website?
It helps actually in a lot of ways. Not only do we teach a course on building websites, but we've been building websites for over a long time. My partner and I have over a half a century of expertise in technology. And so that gives us a unique viewpoint into what's the best technology, what's the easiest technology to use, what's the technology that's the most effective. And through our research and through a lot of hard work, we've put together this course that really gives you the essentials of what it takes to build a website. It gives you a set of tools that allow you to build a website incredibly fast, yet to also be able to build a complete website.
Okay, so I've got it. So I sell furniture. Do I need a website?
Absolutely. And you might think, well, why do I need a website if I sell furniture? One of the things that you might recognize is that although the furniture sales are local, you have customers that may go other places. And so they may want to buy something from you still. So they'd like to be able to get in touch with you. They'd like to be able to see the products that you have and so forth and so on. You also have family and friends of people in your local area that also might want to buy furniture or buy goods and services from you for somebody in the local area. So you want to provide them with contact information. You want to provide them with the ability to actually make a buying decision. And in some cases, you might even want to offer them the ability to pay online, because, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's when some people make decisions, and you'd like to be there with the ability to help them make well-informed decisions to buy what it is that you're offering.
Okay, let me throw you another curveball. An accountant. Does an accountant really need a website?
Yes. And, you know, when I was thinking about this, you know, accounting, you might think, oh, I just need to do the accounting.
Yeah, that's all.
And, you know, but there are several reasons why an accountant might want a website. One, to inform their clients of information that either the accountant needs to gather from the client, or to inform them of information that the client can utilize to make a better decision on what accountant to select. The other reason that an accountant might want to have a website, or anybody in the services might want to have a website, is to also take payment. It's now very easy to take both credit card payment, check payment, or any other types of payment other than cash over the web. And so if you provide that ability for your clients to pay you very easily, then you're more likely to get your money faster.
Okay, so I got one other curveball. Company rents party equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they need a website?
Oh, wow. They really do need a website, because, you know, a company that rents party equipment would like to be able to determine, I mean, somebody that's renting party equipment would like to be able to determine what equipment they might want to rent, what's the process for renting the equipment, what's the process for putting up the equipment, what are the regulations for returning the equipment, you know, all sorts of other things that you might want to inform your client of how best to utilize your services. Also, you'd like maybe want to put rates down. And again, you might want to take payments. There's nothing wrong with taking payments over the web. It's now extremely safe. There is security in place so that, you know, credit card information and other information, in some cases, aren't even shared with the person that you're buying from.
Oh, let me throw you another curveball, because I like this. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm going to try to stump the PhD of computer science here from Carnegie Mellon. Hey, you know, people are building websites, but what about blogs?
Yes.
A blog is like a mini website. Why not do that and go through all the hassle of building a website? You just create a blog.
You can. And a lot of people are starting to go that route. But why not do both together?
Oh.
And with our technology, you can actually create a website and have a blog integrated right into that website. And incidentally, I should say that if you go to www.glulife.com, you can actually see some of the websites that have been built, or some of the abilities that you have in order to build a website. So there's a demo site. You can see what are some of the features, such as blogging, such as news groups, such as being able to take payment, such as just rich pictures and video and sound files, you know, rich media websites that really allow you as the owner of the business or the entrepreneur to get your message out.
We're running out of time, but I did want to ask you, what is maybe the major pitfalls of building a website that you see out there?
One of the major pitfalls is people just throwing up a website without really considering who's going to be using it. And we advise our clients to really think about, who are your users of the website? What is it that they want to do? What kind of value are you providing for them? Because ultimately, you as the business owner want to have your customers really have some value for their interactions with you. That makes a much richer customer and a much richer experience for your customers.
And one other question I want to, what do you want to have listeners take from this conversation? If you could summarize it.
There are two things that I want to have listeners take from this conversation. The first is, if you don't have a website, you really need one. And you need a website that you are the master of your own universe, that you can make edit changes to, that you can have things happen with in a very easy, straightforward fashion. You know, it really kind of disturbs me that some business owners are saying, you know, it takes me 2-3 weeks to implement changes in my website. And, that will just kill an entrepreneur, because you have an idea, you want to act upon it, the momentum's there, you want to have that be realized in your website, and you want to get that information out. So your website really needs to be malleable like that. The other thing that I'd like for people to do is that if you don't have a website or you're not happy with your website, then go to www.glulife.com and see what we have to offer. That's glulife, glulife.com.
Wow, you must be reading my mind. Must be reading my mind. Because I was going to ask you to plug your website, and you've got the show, the online course,
yes,
on Sunday.
Yep.
From 2 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that course is about building a website in 3 hours?
Yes, in 3 hours. What you do is, from the comfort of your own home, you will have, at the conclusion of the class, your own website. With the signing up of the class, you get 30 days of free hosting, and we will take you through exactly what you need to do in order to add pictures, add text, and add all sorts of things about your business or whatever it is that you want to have on your website there. So we're excited about it.
Dr. Robert Joseph, PhD. All right. Way to go. Thank you very much. I'm sure you're going to come back maybe next week or within the next couple of weeks and
absolutely
grace us with your presence and your knowledge and expertise.
I always have fun on your show, Jake.
Don't forget to check out the website, e3clink.com. That's e3clink.com. This is Ken, the Business Coach, as your host. Remember, day by day, dare to be great in every way. Take care and be profitable. But before that, my offer to you guys that are listening, E3C offer. I always like to give an offer for listeners. Is my business a hobby, job, or profitable enterprise? If you're thinking that, then maybe you've got a hobby. Check me out. Check out the website, e3clink.com. You can email me at ken@e3clink.com. That's ken@e3clink.com. And my question of the week for you, you listeners, is what is your company vision? What is your company mission? Is it quantifiable? Does it include a time frame? And do your employees and your company know your vision and mission statements? This has been the Passionate Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Ken, the Biz Coach. Take care, and we will see you in a while. Maybe next week.